Since God inhabits the praises of his people, our praise and our worship is actually an expression of our knowledge and experiences with God.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's go into a new series with Pastor Rogers. This is I Worship. This is part one from that series. Watch where I end up. Let's go into the message today.
The glory of God is always preceded by the presence of God. You can't have the glory without the presence. But the presence of God does not necessarily mean that the glory has arrived. The glory is the manifestation, the revealed manifestation of God. The presence of God, many times people are satisfied with, oh, I just want to be in the presence. And I understand a lot of times people are saying and have an understanding of the presence of God. But we're in the presence of the Lord here. We're in the presence of other people. But unless that you and I have an interaction and we get closer, then there's been no glory revealed between the two of us. Come on, somebody. If I don't personally speak to you and get closer to you, then you and I can't have glory revealed. You might have a testimony you want to tell me about or something going on. And as long as you're in the presence, we're in the presence of one another, but that doesn't mean we've experienced the glory of one another. Are you hearing me? And too many times, churches today, even people that call at worship, only enter into the presence and they are good with that feeling. And they're good with that effect, but they fall short of the glory because they won't go further in. Because the closer you get to God, the more you falls away. The more self has to stay outside. I wish I had some help. Something in you, something on you has got to fall away the closer you get to God. So therefore, many people are willing to come up into the tantalizing, but to get closer to God means less of me. So I'll stay here on the perimeter and feel the presence of the Lord, but the glory I've not yet experienced. What a horrible thing to get that close to God and not encounter God face to face. Especially when the Lord has boy, I feel the Spirit of God coming now. Especially when the Lord hanging on the cross ripped from top to bottom the veil so that you and I could have anytime, any place, anywhere, 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 o'clock in the morning, we can have access into the very presence of God and to experience the glory of God. He said, there's no veil between me and you. If you want to get into my presence, just begin to lift me up and worship and I will come down and inhabit the praise. I'll sit down. We'll get close. This may be very controversial about what I'm about to say, but I'm just going to tell you, many churches have what they call worship experiences when it's nothing more than the singing of a song and people go out having been stimulated, but they're not pregnant with the glory of God. When the glory arrives, miracles happen. When the glory arrives, signs and wonders take place. I read before when I got up this morning, and you may have seen it too on the news, in a church in California now. Now, you know something's happening when the news media, secular news media, began to pick up on the stories of miracle signs and wonders and posted the x-ray of the man who had a tumor inside of his brain. But his church got together and prayed the prayer of faith and the tumor disappeared and the news media said, this is a miracle. Can I tell you, that is not supposed to be uncommon. That is supposed to be the common experience of a church who refuses to play around on the outside in the presence but steps inside of the full glory of God and say, Lord, have your way. Don't let us leave until we've seen the glory of God. Anybody want to see the glory of God? Look at your neighbor and tell them, watch where I end up. Yeah, watch where I end up. And since God inhabits the praises of his people, our praise and our worship is actually an expression of our knowledge and experiences with God. When the means, the song, the music becomes more important than the end. He spoke of it this morning. A golden calf. When the means becomes more important than the end, the glory of God, then the purpose of God is lost. Who would show up at a restaurant, walk in the door and go, "Boy, I sure am hungry. Okay, we'll see y'all." Come on, somebody. How would you like the doctor to walk in the room and say, "Well, you look sick. See you later." Wait. Hold it. The purpose of me calling you was because I needed you. The reason why I have asked you to visit is because I needed you. And let me just say this to you before I forget it. I hear the Holy Ghost saying to me, this is what's been in my spirit now for several weeks. I don't want a visitation of God to Pace Assembly. I want a habitation of God at Pace Assembly. Anybody up for that this morning? I want to hear from my church because only those who are going to worship are going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I'm tired of pumping up people who ain't got no praise on the inside. When you come in the door, you should step in with a praise on your lips because God has been good to you. Come on, somebody. When what you're singing becomes more important than the one you're singing to, the purpose of God is lost and there's no glory. You have an idol. Boy, to preach this kind of message in most of the modern day churches, people going, I'm not an idol worshiper. I don't have some little doll up on my dash in my backyard. Let me tell you something, friends. That's merely a statue. There are people who have idols of the heart today that their belief about something is greater than the Word of God. And the Bible says when you get to that point, you got to pull down every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I didn't ask you if you felt like worshiping. I'm saying God commands us, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless his name. The Bible tells us we are commanded to praise the Lord because God knows in your mouth is your way of deliverance. That's when idols are created. Whatever has more worth than God becomes an idol. Well, Pastor, I don't come to church on Sunday because that's my time to sleep in. Oh, really? You forgot who gave you time. Come on, look at your neighbor and tell them that was a good place to say amen right there. You missed it. Try another one. Oh, Pastor, I gotta go to work. Listen to me. You're not talking to somebody who's just been in the pulpit raised all of my life. I understand working on the weekends. I work shift work. I work 11 to 7, 24 on, 24 off. I get all of that. But let me tell you something. In fact, I just ran into a guy this past week, and we performed a wedding together, and I was talking to him about the early days of me being in the fire department. Let me tell you, when I was on shift on Sunday, I went out there, got the truck ready to go, got everything ready to roll, and then I went back in and turned on my favorite Christian channel and cleared out the day room. They all knew that the preacher was in the day room. Y'all better go play checkers somewhere else. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, if you'll honor the Lord and put him first and value him and appreciate him, he'll put you in a job where you can come to church on Sunday and on Wednesday. Come on, somebody. And also provide all of your needs according to his riches and glory. So when your job is more valued than God, then you'll find every excuse. And boy, I've got all kinds of excuses. In my lifetime of ministry, people have called up and said, "Pastor, I can't show up today. My dog is sick." Dog? God? I can't leave him at home sick. I know you're waiting for the answer to that, aren't you? You're waiting, "Well, then what am I supposed to do with my puppy?" on your puppy. Pray for your puppy. Put some water and some good food out there and say, puppy, I'll see you when church is over. I pray you survive. Listen, my friends, we've got a famine in our land where people are going to bed hungry every night in the United States of America, and the dogs and cats are eating better food because we've elevated the animals above humankind, where we'll take them out of the womb but leave them alone. Oh, ain't talking to me. I'm talking about elevating God to the highest value, that nothing is above him. Thou shall have no other gods before. And why did God put that second one in there? You know, it'd be just fine if those Ten Commandments weren't out there right now. People drive down the road and see them. Every time they see them, they get convicted, because the second one is, you ain't no put up no idols. No engraved images. Don't allow your money to be more valued than God. So you don't pay your tithes because you value your money above God? Then you don't know who your source is. You think you're your source. You're a resource. Look at your neighbor and tell them, you're a resource. Oh, you're educated. Well, I'm a PhD. I'm watching some PhDs right now who couldn't get out of the rain on television every day. I told my father-in-law day before yesterday, all we need is to get ourselves on television. We got as good as opinion as anybody else out there. Come on, say amen, somebody. My pastor, my friend, when you elevate your friendships above God, then instead of giving praise to God, you better say, oh, thank God in the name of Greg, by the power of Greg. Come on, somebody. He's my friend, but I got news for you. I don't pray to Greg. I don't ask Greg for him to supply my needs according to Greg's riches and glory by, come on, Greg. I'm not talking about, pray, come on, lift your hands and praise Greg. Come on, somebody. If Greg is my source, then ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to him every day because I'm going to have a need every day. But if God has been elevated and he is your source, then he shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. You elevate your pleasure above God, God will let you have it. People were, well, you know what? I just like to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. Well, you keep messing around and you'll have all eternity to worship your pleasure. Strongholds are built up in the mind. Are y'all still with me? Strongholds are built up in the mind about your belief system. Wrong beliefs become idols to us and stop us from worshiping the one true God. When God says to us, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, I don't care what you think. Well, God hadn't been, I'm waiting on God. You're not waiting on God. No, I'm just waiting on God. No, you're not waiting on God. He's waiting on you. And when you line up with this book right here, you won't have to worry about it. Well, that doesn't mean that every day is not going to have some rain. I'm going to tell you, while we were gone, it rained like 90% of the time. And then when we opened the door in the place that you provided for us, in comes a red tide. So we closed the door and said, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Strongholds of the mind, our belief system, become idols. I don't think it takes all that. The only reason why you don't think it takes all of that worship, lifting the hands, saying amen, and all of that, is because you have yet to have an experience that pins your back up against the wall so much so that you say, God, if you don't help me out of this, I don't know anybody who can. That's why he lets you go through the experiences.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.